Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today is the story of Thomas. I doubt that you've never heard this story before. I couldn't resist. You know I can't. But the story of Thomas, of the doubting Thomas, is a story of the risen Christ. Now, the Catechism talks about the humiliation and the exaltation of Christ. Okay, I just look curious, just like this, because we had just covered this. The humiliation of Christ is what? He came down from heaven and became man. Why is that a humiliation? Because he gave up his divinity. Okay? But the exaltation is after his resurrection. Why? Is because he became God again. Now, it's not that he never wasn't God, right?
Right.
But the thing is, he chose to live as a man, and he chose to die as a man, so that we too might have everlasting life in him. Well, we are in the season of Easter. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The season of Easter actually goes until the first Sunday in June. Okay? Because it's so important. You know, we look at holidays. Like Christmas has got 12 days in it. But yet we only celebrate the first day, right? Well, it's over. But we always want to celebrate it before it comes. But Christmas is a long time, but it's after. Easter, it starts with Easter Sunday, and then it goes on for 6 weeks. How many of you knew that? A few of you, okay? But it's one of those things, it's important. Of course, now, that second Sunday or first Sunday in June is when we have Pentecost, and the way this winter is going, we might still have snow on that day. Did you notice 2 nights ago that in Michigan they had 8 inches of snow?
It's snowing in Montana.
It's snowing in Montana this morning. It's just snow use. Nobody said they had to be good. No comments. Alright. Why is this story so important? Now think about this for a second. You know, our readings are all supposed to work together. And there's no Old Testament reading today. The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5. And then the psalm is sing a new song unto the Lord. Okay? Revelation, the Alpha and Omega. Okay. We say this person who has dressed in white and hair as white as snow, we have burnished feet, we have a golden sash. Later on in the book of Revelation, he's called the Ancient of Days, and it's God. And God says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, he who was, he who is, and he who will be. In chapter 22, at the very end, it's Jesus who is that. So Revelation begins and ends with that, but it's the divinity of not only God, but it's the divinity of Christ at the end. And so what our readings today are talking about is taking back that mantle of divinity on, which leads us to our gospel and the unbelief of Thomas. Can't you just see him? I'm not going to believe this unless I can take my finger. Stick it in that hole in his side. You can't tell me he came back. I wonder if he's from Missouri.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a little baggage with that statement. But yet, haven't we all doubted at times that little voice that says, oh, this can't be true. Okay. Remember Flip Wilson, the devil made me do it? When you start looking at this, remember, in our human nature, we're born into sin. And that sin says, oh, this can't be true. God didn't die on a cross. God didn't resurrect. But yet he did, didn't he? Okay. If he didn't, what are we doing here then? But yet, don't we wish we could take and stick our fingers into the holes in Jesus' hands and feet, and take our fingers and stick it up into the hole on his side? I think so too. But again, the apostles didn't get it. I mean, look at Thomas. He just got done spending 3 years on a mission trip with Jesus. Well, I just don't believe that he's resurrected. He died. 3 years, and he didn't get the message. Oh, guys, Jesus is at it again, pat him on the head and humor him until he gets over it. Can't you hear that kind of thing going on? That's human nature. But the thing that's bad about all of this is it's human nature. It's us trying to rationalize. And remember in the third article of the Creed, but it deals with the Holy Spirit, I cannot by my own reason or strength know my Lord Jesus Christ or come to him, but I have been called by the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit. I've been called by the gospel. Why? Because in the gospel, we hear this story. Gesundheit. Der Donner Wetter hat nicht lang rent betrocknet. That thunder weather hasn't paid his rent in a long time. But yet, words are important, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, because words describe concepts. Okay? How about this? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pervoot. Pervoot, if you ever looked at it, it's P-E-R with that funny F, which is the German style S, but pursuit of happiness. Important words describe important concepts. And in ours is Jesus is risen. There's the concept. But yet, it's real easy to believe something if we can see it, isn't it? The name of my sermon today is actually from one of the readings in a couple weeks. Lord, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. Because we all have the times like that. But if we can't see them ourselves, can we believe them? Are we Thomas at times? I've shared with you twice when I was asked the question at seminary, do I believe in the Holy Spirit? Why? Because I was fighting against the Holy Spirit. I was fighting against God in my life. I was fighting against something I couldn't see. Lord, I believe, help me with my unbelief. Well, can I see the Holy Spirit? Can I touch him? Can I smell him? Can I feel him? No. But I know the Holy Spirit works in my life. Boofda, yeah, sure, you betcha. But the thing is, it's one of those things that just, it happens. And it's got to come from faith. Even Handel knew this, because one of the strongest alto arias in the Messiah is, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And it comes out of the readings for today. I know. But yet, we haven't seen him, have we? We haven't put our fingers into the holes. We haven't seen and talked with him today, have we? But yet, we know, just like what was said to Thomas, we can say, my Lord and my God. May these words of Thomas bless you all the days of your life. Our Savior, who was, who is, and who will be, a new beginning for us.